KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Boys baseball postseason play continued last night. Some pretty competitive ball games around the region last evening. In Class 1A District 15, it was Audubon edging Cam 3-2. Audubon jumped out to an early lead and then were able to hold off the Cougars late. 3-2, Audubon comes up a victor over Cam last night. Also in District 15 in the semifinal, it was Coon Rapids Baird edging Exira EHK. Same score, 3-2, the final in that one. Also in Class 1A District 14, Nottoway Valley wins a squeaker, 6-5. They defeat Orient Maxburg. Also was Lennox beating Bedford 12-2. In Class 1A District 16 play last night, Tri-Center held off Nishnabotna in 8 innings. The final 11-10. St. Albert was a winner over Griswold as they posted 12-1 victory. Also in Class 1A District 1 last night, Arweva beat West Harrison 7-6. Lawton Bronson over West Monona by an 8-1 final. Those winners all advancing into the district finals. Well, pitch counts are coming to high school baseball in Iowa, and one longtime coach supports the move. The National Federation of State High School Associations has directed states to implement a pitch count for next season. That move comes amid a rising number of injuries to pitchers.
There's studies and there's statistics that show that there's probably way too many arms that are having to be rebuilt because they're being overused or they're not being prepared to be used correctly by taking enough time early on in preseason and before to get their arms ready. So I'm all in with a pitch count.
That's Dennis Olenzak. He's in his 53rd year as the head coach at Decorah. Individual states will be able to set their own pitch limits. Currently, pitchers are limited to a certain number of innings.
I think it's going to be a pitch count per day of 110, maybe up to 115, and then X number of days of rest.
Olenzak says he doesn't think the change will have that big of an impact.
I think there'll be a fairness in our state of Iowa of giving the better pitchers still as much opportunity to pitch as they possibly can, and still always number one and forefront is to make sure that their arms stay healthy.
And of course, that pitch count rule is expected to come into effect for next season. Well, the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation is helping to foot the bill for transportation to the state softball tournament next week in Fort Dodge for fans. Atlantic faces Davenport Assumption on Tuesday, July 19th at 1 o'clock. The foundation officials said yesterday that anyone looking to ride the Atlantic High School pep bus supporting the team needs to contact the high school no later than the end of today. So you can reserve your spot on the bus. Also, the foundation will be paying the student's admission ticket price to the game for any student who wants to ride the pep bus. There's no limit to the number of people who can ride, and they'll use as many buses as they need. And the foundation will also help to pay the cost of the buses. There'll be in addition, there'll be a drawing on each bus for a $50 gift card from Olson's BP for those who ride along. The Trevor Fredrickson Foundation is working with the Atlantic School District Administration coordinating that project. Well, the Boston Red Sox have added another arm to their starting rotation. The Bo Sox have acquired all-star lefty Drew Pomerantz from the Padres for right-handed prospect Anderson Espinoza. Pomerantz tossed a scoreless inning in Tuesday's all-star game after opening the season 8-7 with a .247 earned run average and 17 starts for San Diego. Baseball America ranks Espinoza as the number three prospect in the Red Sox system. The Arizona Diamondbacks have sent pitcher Shelby Miller to AAA Reno. Miller has been a major disappointment after being acquired in an offseason trade with Atlanta, going 2-9 with a .714 earned run average. He was on the disabled list with a finger injury and made a couple of minor league starts to find his form. Well, the second half of the Major League Baseball season gets underway today when the All-Star break ends with a 15-game schedule. The Cubs raced out to a 7-game lead at the break by playing the second easiest schedule in the majors, but things might get a bit tougher for the National League Central leaders in the next few weeks. Chicago returns from the All-Star break with 3 games against AL-leading Texas and then plays the Mets, Brewers, White Sox, and Mariners to close out July. All but Milwaukee are over .500 and competing for playoff spots. The Rangers' rotation will get a boost when right-hander Yu Darvish returns from the disabled list to start Saturday against the Cubs. Darvish missed the beginning of the season following Tommy John surgery and only made three starts before going back on the DL on June 9th with shoulder discomfort. Cards are back in action tonight as well. St. Louis will face off against the Miami Marlins this evening, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. 6:20 will be the pregame start time, and 7:15 first pitch. It's the Fish and the Birds, Cards and the Marlins, tonight here on KJAN. Oklahoma is the overwhelming preseason pick to win another Big 12 football championship. With quarterback Baker Mayfield among seven returning starters on offense, the Sooners get 24 of 26 first-place votes in the preseason media poll released yesterday. TCU got the other two first-place votes. They were picked second, followed by Oklahoma State, Baylor, and Texas. Texas Tech, West Virginia, Kansas State, Iowa State, and Kansas round out the poll. The Sooners last year won their record ninth Big 12 championship, all in Coach Bob Stoops' 17 seasons, and they made it into the college football playoff. Mayfield was the Big 12's Offensive Player of the Year last season and has been tabbed as the preseason Offensive Player of the Year. He threw for 3,700 yards and 36 touchdowns last season. The opening ceremonies for the Iowa Games are set for tonight in Jack Trice Stadium. The Summer Sports Festival draws athletes of all ages. 76-year-old Donald Stifel of Urbandale says almost all of his time has been consumed lately with preparations for the Iowa Games bicycle road race, which is set for this Sunday.
Well, I try to ride about 25 miles a day. The race is a 26-mile race.
The race course starts in Boone.
Go straight north out of Boone for about 6 miles, then west into Pilot Mound, then down through Don Williams Park, and straight back east into Boone. It crosses the Des Moines River twice.
Stifel says he's done that route on his bike once.
Not totally successfully, but
Stifel practiced pedaling on hills Tuesday night. He describes himself as a lifelong cyclist. He's been a frequent participant in the Ragbri ride across Iowa and did some of the first Ragbris with his dad.
He rode until he was in his 80s. Both my boys, two of my nephews. I also play a little senior softball. We got third in the United States last year in Las Vegas.
He's an active fellow. Online registration for the Iowa Games bicycle road race has closed, but there is some last-minute registration available Sunday on the day of the race from 6:30 to 7:30 in Boone. The race itself starts at 8:30. You have to be over the age of 50 to participate. The top three finishers get an Iowa Senior Games medal as well as an Iowa Games medal. Well, Phil Mickelson flirted with golf history while taking the first-round lead in the British Open at Royal Troon yesterday. Mickelson would have been the first golfer in major championship history to fire a 62 if he sank a 16-foot birdie putt in his final hole. Instead, the putt somehow, it was dead center. It caught the lip of the cup and then rode the edge without dropping in before he signed off on a 63. That gave him a three-shot lead over Martin Kaymer and Patrick Reed after 18 holes. That was the 28th round of 63 at a major and the ninth in the Open Championship. Mickelson also set a course record in taking a sizable first-round lead. Defending champ Zach Johnson topped a group with 67s yesterday. Former champ Rory McIlroy opened with a 69. Jordan Spieth turned in a 71. Mickelson has already finished up his second round today at the Open. Also played another nice round today, shooting a 2-under par 69. So he stands atop the leaderboard with a 10-under par total for his two rounds of golf. Right now in second place is Henrik Stenson. He shot 68 in his opening round yesterday, and he's shooting 5-under so far today. He's at 8-under par now, two strokes back of Mickelson for the tourney. Currently third is Soren Kjeldsen, as he shot a 68 in his second round today. He's at 7-under par for the tournament. Zach Johnson is through 15 holes today, and he is 2-under on the day, and he's 6-under par now for the tourney, four strokes back. Also 6-under par for the tourney is Keegan Bradley, as he's 2-under today through 14 holes. Patrick Reed has just started his round. He's at 5-under par as well, as action continues today at Royal Troon. Well, Angel Cabrera and Jonathan Vegas are two of the co-leaders through one round of the Barbasol Championship in Alabama. After each fired 6-under 65s, Cabrera and Vegas both eagled the par 5 13th on Grand National's Lake Course, holding a 60-footer from the fringe and birdied the two other par 5s in a bogey-free round. And in sports racing news, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will not be competing in Sunday's Sprint Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. That's due to symptoms of a concussion. Doctors declined to clear him to race after evaluating him in Charlotte this week. Earnhardt was involved in a 22-car wreck in Daytona earlier this month, but said last weekend that he was feeling fine, though that problem, well, he thought the problem was just allergies. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.